So what's the most challenging part of your job, Dave?
It's not so bad now, is it? You know, we seem to have got most of the ducks in a row now. It's, you know, like I said to you, with the equipment when I first came, we had to invest in sort of like a triple mower, a proper tractor and proper spiking equipment, and, you know, and then looking at proper renovation programs throughout the closed season. And now everything, you know, is sort of like all falling into place. So it's just a matter of ticking the boxes with the pitch. And basically, because of like the confidence inside of the stadium, you know, it's maintenance around the stadium, because a lot of the south stand is used, you know, five days a week. So it's challenging from the maintenance side as well as from the pitch side.
Yeah. So what's the most enjoyable part of your job?
Seeing the pitch on a Saturday look as though I think it should look, and, you know, then obviously getting a result at the end of the day. You know, if I'm happy with the pitch before the game and we've won, then I consider it a good week.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it looks truly beautiful these days.
Okay.
And what don't you like about your job?
What don't I? No, I don't. Well, I don't. I would say, you know, we all have bad days and that, don't we? You know, but it's because I've been here sort of like so long. You know, you're going to get one a day like that, but you always, you know, take the plus side out of it. There's always something that turns the day around.
Right. Okay. Could you tell us what a typical day for you is here?
A typical day?
Yeah.
Well, we try to have them organised, but 9 times out of 10, it's disorganised. You know, you can come in with all the goodwill in the world, oh, we're going to do this with the pitch, we're going to do that with the pitch, and the first call you could get is from the conference manager, oh, the air conditioning's gone down in the 1873 suite. So you're then up there having a look at that. You've then got to call the maintenance people out, and, you know, I mean, I've had days where things have just run on and on and on, and basically the job I was going to do at first thing in the morning then has to be passed on to the next day.
Presumably you have quite a decent list of contacts then.
Well, that's it, yeah. I mean, you know, having been here for 17 years, you tend to build up a good relationship with your suppliers and things like that. So, yeah, a swift phone call tends to get somebody here within the hour.
Yeah. And can you talk us through what you do on match day?
Match
when
day.
You leave home? What time do you leave home?
Normally, when there's a bit of daylight, 7 o'clock, I'll come and, you know, get a citizen on the way to work and have a look, see what's in there. And basically then I come in and go around and I'll undo all the emergency gates, go around and undo all the toilets around the stadium and give them a final check, make sure the cleaning team haven't missed anything. And then turn the attention to the pitch. I mean, sometimes we might have left ourselves a bit of work on it. You know, if the weather's with us, we might still want to give it the final mow. And then we'll mark it out, which will take us probably 2 hours to mark out because we string all the lines. And then the rest of the day, once the pitch is marked out, we put the flags and the pads out. And then basically it's just to sit around and see what's going to happen. If there's any problems, you know, with the outside catering or anything that occurs, and for the rest of the day, really. Then after the game, then go around, take the club flag down. Obviously, we can't leave that up permanently, and then lock all the gates and toilets, and then I'm free to enjoy a little beverage.
And you're ready for it, I should think.
Yes. Yeah, sometimes it can be, like I said, starting at 7, and sometimes I might not finish till 7, so.
Yeah, yeah. And who do you have a beverage with afterwards?
Oh, some of my friends in the shed. Yes, it's we tend to meet up either in the lion's den, or if by the time I've locked up, they've moved on to, you know, either over the queen's head, or sometimes we even go around as far as the pelican.
Okay, thanks very much for the interview today.
No, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.